It's time for Humboldt Baywatch here on KHUM. And we normally have Carol Vandermeer on the line, but she's still in recovery. But this always presents a unique opportunity to get a new voice on the line. And today we have a new voice on the line. We have got Anna Arsich. And not only is she new to Humboldt Baywatch, but she is back in the area with a brand new position. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. So I love having new people on Humboldt Baywatch because we get a new perspective. Now you have a unique perspective in Humboldt County because you, like the prodigal, well, daughter, have returned, correct?
Correct. I moved here in 2003 to go to what was then Humboldt State University and study geography. And then I left in about 2011 to go be a park ranger in various national parks and monuments around the country. And then this fall, a unique opportunity opened. There was a position opening at the BLM Arcata Field Office in Humboldt County, and I jumped on it, and I'm very happy to say that I am here, you know, back home, and happy to be here.
Well, it's nice to have people return. I always like to say that we have world-class trails and fauna and all these things. They just happen to be local. And so you, of all people, I'm sure can understand that. One thing that I want to clear up, because you are talking about being in BLM. What is the difference between BLM land and private land or state parks? Can you just, I feel like that's a question that people have sometimes.
Sure. So BLM stands for the Bureau of Land Management, and we manage public lands across the United States. And so these are lands that basically belong to all of us, and there's public access, and we work to help manage those lands for conservation, for the health of the environment, and for people to be able to enjoy and interact with.
Well, I like when people get to interact with land in Humboldt County. I mean, that's kind of the main draw of being here, right? So what is BLM land in Humboldt County? Are there any particular parks that you like working with? Is there anywhere that you're focusing on right now in your new position?
Sure. So the BLM Arcata Field Office manages a lot of different areas in Humboldt County and even Mendocino County, including the King Range National Conservation Area, Ooh. The Lax Creek Management Area, the California Coastal National Monument, the Samoa Dunes OHV Area, Headwaters Forest Reserve, and the Malheur Dunes.
Ooh, the greatest hits.
I have to say, I recreated in a lot of these places as a young person and college student, and I did not even know that they were BLM land. And for example, in college, one of the best experiences I've had in my entire life was hiking the Lost Coast Trail in King Range. And I went to the Arcata Field Office to get my permit to hike that trail. And so now it's really cool to help manage. And now I realize more than ever that the ocean is very risky. So a lot of the management has to do with safety. But it's just such a special landscape to return to and help to take care of. And we have a lot of partners we work with too, which is really neat. Another area I'm really excited about is Headwaters Forest Reserve. Headwaters is celebrating its 25th year anniversary. This year, actually on March 1st, will be the 25th anniversary of the designation. And I've been spending a lot of time there since we are planning anniversary events. And so if you follow Facebook, you can follow the Bureau of Land Management California page and the Friends of Headwaters Facebook page. And we're putting out weekly posts all about the history and ecological importance of Headwaters. For example, today we'll probably see a post about how the Wiat people, this is their homeland, and a little bit about that. And every week something different. And then a couple cool things we have coming up. We will have free posters, which I'm working on creating 25th anniversary posters right now. We should have them printed by March 1st. and really cool little Headwaters Forest Reserve stickers that will also be free, and you can pick those up at the Arcata Field Office after March 1st. And then, of course, we're going to have all kinds of special events throughout this spring and summer, and we will release information about that both on Facebook, on our Arcata Field Office website, Headwaters website, and probably we'll do a news release also. And the thing I'm most excited about is next week I am partnering with their AmeriCorps Watershed Stewards program. And the Watershed Stewards do all sorts of environmental restoration, and this year they've been doing it at Headwaters and doing restoration for the Elk River to create good spawning habitat for coho and Chinook salmon and steelhead and cutthroat trout. And so next week I get to go on a field trip with the Watershed Stewards, and we're going to work with some fourth and fifth grade classes to test water quality and talk about the fish life cycle. And that's what I really love to do. So it's all about Headwaters for me this year.
Well, what a beautiful place to be. That's always one of my favorite places to go walk around. So the fact that that's your job at this point to go walk around and not only walk around, but know that you're doing something good. I think it's cool that you're bringing kids out, that you guys are working together to bring kids out, because getting that in early, that we're a part of our environment, that there's ways that we can come in and help be good stewards to the environment. That's pretty cool. You said you're going to be working with fourth and fifth graders?
Yes, that's right. And it's part of the Watershed Stewardship Program. So they have a complete curriculum that they do with classes all over Humboldt County, actually. And if anyone is interested in taking a field trip to Headwaters, they can always reach out to me at the Arcata Field Office, and I can connect you with the Watershed Stewards to do one of those field trips, or to any other public land that we manage.
That's so cool, especially in Humboldt County. I feel like we get a unique opportunity to see the way that people can make careers out of taking a hike and testing some water and being out in nature. And I mean, you of all people understand that. So connecting kids not only with the environment, but realizing that it can be a lifelong journey for them has got to be pretty cool, especially as you return back to Humboldt County.
Sure thing. That's something we really like to see. In fact, one of my colleagues used to be one of Nick's interns in the King Range doing environmental conservation work. And he's now on our recreation team, you know, and helping to take care of these places that he explored and learned about as a young person. And now he's here with an awesome job. And he's a great colleague.
Yeah, that's really cool. So if somebody wants to show up, you said for the 25th anniversary, does that mean that it was like designated the Freshwater Reserve, or what do you mean when you say 25th anniversary of the reserve?
Yes, so Headwaters was a long time coming. There was about a decade of community action efforts to protect the Headwaters Forest. It was pretty controversial at the time. And it was actually basically just at the deadline to make the deal that both the federal government and the state of California kind of joined forces to purchase what was land owned by a logging company in order to protect it. And I believe that they signed the deal. It had already passed midnight on the East Coast, and so they realized, well, it's still not midnight in Hawaii, so we can still sign this. And so at the last minute, this protection was afforded, and so it protects you know, some of the last old growth redwood stands in the world. And it's also a home to several endangered, or not endangered, but threatened species protected by the Endangered Species Act, including the marbled murrelet, the northern spotted owl, and numerous fish, including coho and Chinook salmon.
Yeah, I know when you walk along on the trail in the freshwaters, there's all the pictures of the logging that was being done, and I love that they were able, almost like a pardon from the governor, in that last hour to get through and get that deal done. And so, I mean, that is worth celebrating. So that's going to be, you said, on March 1st.
Yes, March 1st this year is the official anniversary, and that's when we should have our fun swag, the posters and stickers to hand out. And we will also have a number of guided walks and guest speakers and other events coming up. So stay tuned for that as well.
And you said the Facebook page is probably a good way to get connected.
That's a great way. Bureau of Land Management California is posting these weekly posts. Headwaters also has a website. Sorry, I don't have that long website
That's
at the top of
okay.
my head, but if you Google Headwaters Forest Reserve, I'm sure it will be the first hit.
That's always the best way to do it. I'll sometimes like rattle off a big website and then I'm like, you know what? You can Google it. You'll be able to find it there. Well, I'm really excited that you have this new opportunity to be back and connect with Humboldt County in a different way. And I'm excited too that now I've got another person in the fold on Humboldt Baywatch chatting with me. Maybe you'll have something cool coming up that we can chat about. So I don't know if Carol let you know, but there is a little piece to Humboldt Baywatch. That's my favorite part. And it's where I will ask you to choose a song on the radio that is related to, if you feel the need, to what we're talking about today. Sometimes we go a little off the wall. Carol's pretty good about picking ones that are in line with what we're talking about, but you can do whatever you want. K-Hum is radio without the rules. Do you have a song that you would pick today in honor of your first time on Humboldt Baywatch?
Sure thing. So Carol did ask me, and the song I have chosen is Ripple by the Grateful Dead. And the reason I chose that song is because this year I get to participate in my very first Kids Ocean Day, which is something the BLM does in partnership with the Friends of the Dunes. And we get hundreds of children out on the coast cleaning up beach grass. And then we make aerial art with our bodies that a drone or airplane takes a photo of from the sky. And this year, the message that we're going to create will say, make ripples. And so ever since we decided our theme, make ripples, I've had that song, Ripple, stuck in my head. And it's kind of a reminder and inspiration to take small actions to make ripples in your community to make it a better place.
Well, perfect song. I don't know if you know this, but K-Hum loves a little bit of dead cred. And the fact that you would pick a Grateful Dead song is perfect. You're officially in the K-Hum crowd in Humboldt Baywatch. Well, I really appreciate you chatting with me today, Anna, and excited to see the things that you do. So thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks.